The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paula, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And if
there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven yep. science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesus fucks.
Get ready for the miracle of Mega, a comedy podcast from the staff of a fictional mega church.
And not only does he fuck, but he's the best at it.
I'm Holly Loren.
And I'm Greg Hess.
Our characters, Hallie and Gray, welcome a new guest each week, played by some of the biggest names in comedy and podcasting.
Like Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Cecily Strong, and Duncan Trussell.
I just love to think about that, the light shining down on all those corpses in the water and Noah just going by and maybe a mom being like, please, we're running out of energy. Can you please let us on the boat?
It's completely improvised and it's devilishly funny.
Is there any question you have for us about, you know, what it means to live a life in Christ?
I guess, how much do you think is bullshit?
There's a new episode every Sunday.
Listen and subscribe to Mega, wherever you get your podcasts.
Best I ever had. Best I... Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Y'all sing along. You know what I'm saying? Here go. Jesus, you the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You to be the best.
Jesus, you're
Jesus,
the best.
You the best. Okay, never mind.
Best I ever had. Best wow. I ever had.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is our French President Trump. I'm here for the French President Trump weekly press conference. Let the questions begin.
Mr. President, over here.
Thank you, Auburn Jones, Bloomberg News. Mr. President, why would we award $276 million to Kodak, a bankrupt photo company, to develop pharmaceuticals?
Because the Pan Am turned it down. Next question.
Mr. President, follow up.
Karen Van Carlson. Mr. President, the positivity rates are coming down in some states.
It's those fucking Democrats. They are so negative. I always like to be positive, Karen. Sometimes I sing a little song in my head. I'm going to win and stay out of jail for another 4 years. Why? Because Vlad tells me so. He loves me and he'll make me rich. And the whole Republican Party has been my bitch.
Oh, it's a wonderful song, Mr. President. However, sir, I meant the rate of positive infections has been coming down.
Oh, no! Everyone should have a positive infection. You know, Karen, I am America's cheerleader. Come on, sing my positive song, Karen. Go ahead.
Oh, you're gonna win and stay out of jail for another 4 years. Why? Because Vlad tells you so. He loves you, and he'll make you rich, and the whole Republican Party has been your bitch.
It has! It's been my bitch! That was fantastic, Caron! How do you feel?
Oh, so positive, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Caron! Has been my bitch! Next question! Next question!
Mr. President, over here, Mr. President.
Thank you, Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, how is it possible that the United States, the richest nation in the world, could have one of the worst death rates from COVID-19 of any other country?
We don't, Emmett. We have one of the best rates. Look. Look at this chart. Look.
Mr. President, this is a bar graph of the percentages of deaths among white people infected with COVID-19. Well, that's not what we're talking about, Mr. President. Plus, it looks like you've covered the end of the bar in whiteout.
Here, let me show you another chart. See? We are doing very well.
Sir, this is a chart of malaria infections.
Oui, but under my administration, we are doing very well with malaria. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. Mr. President, you've said that our relationship with China has changed because the virus started there and they should have been able to stop it. In fact, they didn't warn people in time. But didn't you do the same thing, sir, by calling it a hoax, by not warning the American people and taking immediate action, by encouraging people not to wear masks, by insisting on holding in-person rallies?
You are a terrible reporter! I don't know why ABC hired you, Tony, you fucking Yosemite!
You are going to win and stay out of jail for another 4 years. Why? Because Vlad tells you so. He loves me and he'll make me rich.
And the whole Republican Party has been my bitch. So, next question.
Mr. President.
Yes. Victoria Buckingham with Town and Country.
Yes.
Mr. President, how is the Chinese social media app TikTok a national security risk?
If Xi Jinping figures out who owns the dancing cats in the United States, communism will be coming in through our nation's flappy cat door to poop on the Oval Office rug before we know it. Next question.
Mr. President. Tisha Johnson here with BET News. Mr. President. Tisha Johnson with BET News. You have said a number of times now that under a Biden presidency, people will not be safe. What are you basing that on?
That's right. Americans will not be safe with a Joe Biden presidency. Look, Tasha, look at this chart. No, it's not that one. Wait, here it is. Look at that. See?
Sir, this appears to be a note written by a child.
Ah, of course it is. This is a note Ivanka wrote to moi when she was in the second grade. I carry it with moi. It says, Papa, can I have more? I don't have enough. Love, your Ivanka Banka.
Sir, my question was about safety under a Biden presidency.
Of course, the people will be very unsafe if Joe Biden is president. I know I will hurt as many people as I can if Biden is president, and I think I can count on the white supremacists to do the same. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, both Facebook and Twitter took down a dangerous piece of disinformation you posted saying that children are almost immune to the virus.
Wait, that is censorship. Social media censors very unfairly the conservative speech. Look at this chart. No, not that. That's a phone bill. No, that's my tax returns. I'm not showing that. Here it is. Here, look at this, Emmett.
Sir, this is just a piece of construction paper with lines drawn in Sharpie.
You don't understand it? Okay, here, let me show you. See this paper mache volcano? That represents a child, okay? I have a brain for this medical stuff. Doctors say to me, they say, how do you know this stuff? It's amazing. So, the volcano is the child. Now we put the baking powder into the child. That's the child's immune system. Now we pour in the vinegar, which is a virus. And what happens? It comes shooting out. See? This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.